This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. David, let me ask you, how's your immune system lately?
It's honestly in critical condition.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. But what if I told you that similar to our immune system, which produces more antibodies when under attack, the muscadine grape also produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when under stress from the environment it grows in, leading to a host of health benefits?
I'd gobble them up like Tic Tacs.
Well, my friend, MightyMuscadine.com has everything you could ever need to take your health game to the next level. All their products are gluten-free, trans-fat-free, non-GMO, dairy-free, and best of all, they actually taste delicious.
I can attest to that personally. I had some of their protein powder just this morning, and it's delicious.
I know that's
their
right.
Their grape juice is delicious.
Tell it.
Their antioxidant beverages, delicious.
Preach on.
Their shampoo, their body lotion, all delicious.
What?
Best I've ever had.
I'm glad to hear that you liked it, but try not to eat the shampoo.
Too late. And I'll tell you something else. Mighty Muscadine believes in protecting God's great earth for generations to come. That's why their farming and production is environmentally friendly, and they make every effort to protect and preserve without the use of pesticides and herbicides.
You ate shampoo, though. You said your immune system was in critical condition? I think I know why.
The only problem is I'm a little short on funds.
Well, fret no more, my friend. We're going to talk about that later, but fret no more. You can visit MightyMuscadine.com and use promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, use promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on all your purchases of Mighty Muscadine products. And listen, every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps support us here at the Clearview Today Show.
Remember, that promo code is TODAY. T-O-D-A-Y. A healthier, happier you is just a click away.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is Wednesday, February the 7th. I'm Ryan Hill.
John Galantis.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028, and you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. You guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends, your family. You can leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. Absolutely nothing less than 5 stars. We're going to leave you guys some descriptions in the links so you can do just that. We're going to leave you some links in the description.
Yes.
So you can leave us some good 5-star reviews.
Willy Wonka style. Scratch that.
Reverse it.
The verse of the day today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord.
Best advice you can ever give. If you are going to glory, if you're going to boast, if you are going to praise anything, praise the Lord.
Yep.
He's the one that deserves it. And I love that Jesus Christ became wisdom from God. Think of how precious that is.
Yeah.
That's so precious that Solomon, that's the only thing. He could have asked God for anything in the world. He said, God, I want your wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus Christ became that for us. So now we don't have to wait for this miraculous event in Solomon's life where God comes to you and asks you. We can always turn to Christ because mm-hmm. he's that wisdom given for us. Really, I don't know if this is cute at all. I think we actually might get some flack for this. Probably going to catch some flack, man.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to swallow this pill like Pac-Man.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Spit bars.
We have made the switch. We did it. We don't drink coffee no more.
Well some
you,
of us
you
do.
Probably
still I still do. Drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee no more. I've switched over to tea.
You don't drink any coffee anymore at all.
I had a cup of coffee at dinner Saturday evening.
Wow.
That was the first. So what is today is today is today's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Last Saturday, I had a cup of coffee. Before that, I think my last cup of coffee was 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
We switched over to hot tea.
Yeah. It's good. Hot tea.
Do you drink coffee here or do you just bring it from home?
No, I drink coffee here.
Okay. I like it.
I kind of go back and forth. Like, sometimes I'll drink coffee. Sometimes I'll drink tea. I like having tea because it's a good alternative. It's a warm beverage.
Yeah.
Some caffeine. It's not as acidic as coffee.
Yeah.
Sometimes coffee can upset your stomach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You doggone right about that.
Yeah.
So David bought some tea. Our engineer here at the Clearview Today Show, he bought some tea. And he was like, I'm just going to buy some hot tea. And I was like, ew, what the heck is that? And they were, he was like, I just want tea. And I was like, you can, well, this is America. So yeah. You don't drink tea. You can drink coffee or you can drink like code coffee. Red Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
So I tried the tea and I was wrong.
I think a lot of times we think of hot tea as just like the flavor of sweet tea without the sugar hot.
Yeah.
And that's, you can do that. That's possible. But there are so many other flavors of tea. Like we've got like vanilla chai. We've got orange citrus. We've got lemon peppermint something. I mean, there's so many different flavors of tea.
Yeah, we got the caramel apple coming in. I'm excited to try that. I tried the blackberry citrus. Here's why, because I always think of hot tea and I think of like the British people just sipping on their little tea, and then the Americans don't like it, so they throw it in the river because it tastes so bad. I mean, or the Boston Harbor, I can say all this kind of stuff. That's not why they threw it in the Boston Harbor, but I like to pretend that it was. We're doing an album, and when we went to go do the album, we had the throat coat tea.
That's good. That stuff is gold.
I almost gagged.
What?
I didn't like
it. Are you serious?
I didn't like it.
Oh, man.
Now, I like the effect that it had because our producer who's working on the album for us was like, I have throat coat tea. The singers need to be drinking this. They drank the tea. Everybody was like, oh, this is great. I love this. I drank it and I was like, oh, I don't like the taste of this at all, but I got to drink it because I don't want to be rude in this guy's studio. I liked that it did coat my throat with this. I mean, it did help me sing better. But I didn't like it. So I just thought that's what hot tea was. Mm. So I was actually texting. Dr. Shah was at the studio that day. I was just texting him. I was like, did you drink hot tea growing up? Because I know in India, there's a lot of British influence. He was like, yeah. But we drank it with milk and sugar. I was like, okay, maybe there's something to this. So I tried David's tea. And I liked the tea.
Sure.
And I haven't had a cup of coffee in like, other than I would say 3 weeks, other than one cup of coffee I had with dinner. Which is fine.
It's good stuff.
That's good to do.
It's fine.
Yeah. But I would recommend, and maybe we can do this on advice no one needed, I would recommend you switch over to hot tea.
Sure.
Yeah.
Give it a try if you haven't done so already. Write in, if you're a tea connoisseur, maybe there's some people out there who listen to the show, they're like, oh, hot tea is my jam.
That's true, because we've had a lot of coffee snobs write into the show before. Yeah. We haven't really read their stuff on air because it didn't really.
I feel like tea snobs have to kind of keep it on the down low because of the whole like Boston Tea Party thing.
We
can't let on that we actually like the tea.
It's some bad blood. Yeah, we made such a stink at the Boston Harbor. We might want to play it cool.
Yeah. Write in and let us know your favorite, your go-to hot tea. 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. On the break, want to encourage you to go over and visit mightymuscadine.com as well. They're sponsoring this episode of the show. Great line of wellness products. Use the promo code today. That's T-O-D-A-Y when you check out. It's going to get you a discount and a portion of the proceeds come right back here. We'll see you guys after this.
Hey, what's going on, listeners? My name is John.
And I'm Ellie.
And we just want to take a second and let you know about Dr. Shah's new book on the market right now called Can We Recover the Original Text of the New Testament? Boy, that is a long title.
True, but it's a very simple message. The original text of the New Testament is not only attainable, but there are lots of different ways that scholars go about discovering it.
There's a lot of people out there saying that the original text is lost forever, or that it's hopeless to actually try to find it, or that there's many texts of the New Testament. But alongside Dr. David Allen Black, Dr. Shah has actually compiled papers from some of the world's leading experts in textual criticism, including one written by himself on various methodologies for extracting the original text. And listen, if you're interested in textual criticism, this book is a great introduction to the field.
You can pick up your copy on Amazon, or you can buy it from our church website. That's clearviewbc.org. We're going to leave a link in the description box so you can get your copy today.
Love that. Ellie, let's hop back in.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we are here in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, also with a very special guest. You know, I didn't know how to best refer to you on the show, whether it's
Representative Sandy Smith or, you know, Congresswoman Sandy Smith, potential future Congresswoman Sandy Smith, but I think I'm going to go with conservative fighter Sandy Smith. Oh, my. What a name.
That should be like that's business cards. That's up there with Stonewall Brigade. Name tags. Yeah, that's right, that's like, if you can be called conservative fighter, that's the title.
Like, that's like
it's on my name tag.
Right. It's like it's like Super Smash Brothers. It's like the me fighters and the me brawlers. Yep. It's like conservative fighter.
Conservative
that's
fighter.
Where
that's right.
Sandy Smith.
Yeah.
Sandy
awesome.
Smith, welcome to the show.
Welcome. We're so glad you're on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It's absolute honor and pleasure.
You know, we were talking earlier, because I got to get your opinion on this. We were talking earlier about coffee versus tea. You know, a lot of us have recently moved on from coffee to hot tea. And, you know, it's been such a source of contention on the show. Which do you fall into, coffee versus tea?
Well, I will tell you, I'm a coffee in the morning and tea in the afternoon.
Okay.
So I like them both.
Okay. Now your creamers, because this has also been, it's never come to blows on the show, but it has come kind of close. Regular creamer, like hazelnut, or do you get out there with like the blueberry cobbler, or the Pop-Tart, cinnamon sugar, all that stuff?
Well, I actually like plain half and half and a little bit of monk fruit, but if
Sandy.
I have to, it will be hazelnut.
Sandy,
Sandy, thank you so much.
Sandy.
He argues with me all the time about hazelnut, but hazelnut is the flavor of choice.
It really is, and hazelnut pairs very well with coffee. Blueberry, not so much.
You haven't tried the blueberry cobbler creamer, though.
Hazelnut.
Can we go? Hey, well, one of y'all run
hazelnut
up to the blue line and grab some of that. I want, before
cool.
you leave, it's really important to me that you try.
Well, welcome again. Thank you so much for being on the show today. You know, one of the hearts behind what we do here on the Clearview Today Show is just kind of equipping people, letting them know current events, what's happening, and introducing them to figures like yourself so they can learn more about you, learn more about your platform, and, you know, just get to know their representative, get to know their politicians. So just give us a brief rundown of who you are and why politics. What led you into this realm in the first place?
Well, I firmly believe the Lord led me here. Mm-hmm. I am not a career politician. I've never held public office. I'm a business owner and a mother, a Marine mom. And, you know, I just got tired of seeing what was happening and the fall of our country. We're seeing that in real time.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer that if you want to help and you want to do something, you need to be willing to take action. And that's exactly what I did. So, as everyone knows, I'm Sandy Smith. I'm in North Carolina's 1st Congressional District. This is a brand new drawn district. Last cycle, the Democrats controlled our North Carolina Supreme Court, and they decided to set a special masters to draw our maps, which were unconstitutional. In addition, they were gerrymandered towards the Democrats. So, fast forward a little bit, Nancy Pelosi had to spend $6.2 million to help get her guy across the line. Had I flipped 6,000 votes in a gerrymandered district, I would be a sitting congresswoman today.
Wow.
So now, since we took back control of the Supreme Court here in North Carolina, they pulled back that ruling and said that they erred, and they allowed the General Assembly to redraw maps. And this cycle in 2024, I will be running in a fairly drawn map for the first time ever. And had I ran under this map in 2022, I would be a sitting congresswoman. I got more votes than any Republican ever in this history
amazing.
Of this
wow.
area. And that's because, you know, I was able to reach across to get folks from all walks of life and unite them behind my message and unite them behind me. And I'm the only one that actually has a pathway and a proven track record to get people to turn out to vote. So
right.
I'm really excited.
Wow. That's awesome. And Dr. Shah, I didn't realize, but you two have actually met before.
Yes, we did. This is a couple of years ago at a get together, and our family was there and our daughter was there, and she really liked you and just the energy you had and just the authenticity you had. I mean, you did not, you know, when you expect somebody who is running for an office,
right.
you know, you have a certain expectation. And she didn't realize you were. And she said, "Oh, that's Sandy Smith?" And I said, "Yeah, that's her." "Oh." And so that right there really spoke to her. And right now she's in law school in Boston. And hopefully she may, you know, come work for you one day. You never know.
You never know. But that is so inspiring to hear that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing in politics, even not even in politics, just getting out and talking to folks, you reach so many people. Mm-hmm. And I mean, my husband used to laugh about it before I even decided to run. Mm-hmm. He dropped me off to go run in the store and get a gallon of milk, and it'd take 15 minutes. And he's like, what's taking so long? And it's just people, you know, I listen. Mm-hmm. Some people just need somebody to listen.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
And they need a hug. They need somebody to pray with. And, you know, that's something that's just a gift. And I've embraced it, and it's served very well so far, you know, in this endeavor.
That's yeah. right.
So. You know, we talk about that a lot on the show, like just the power of being able to listen and being able to be aware of what's actually going on around mm-hmm. you, not buying into a narrative that's being fed to us. And, you know, a lot of times that goes along with our Judeo-Christian values. Do you want to just kind of speak to that, like how you said the Lord had kind of led you to run?
Absolutely. And, you know, before I decided to run, for example, I was in a store, and actually I wasn't in a store. I was driving by, and there's a car that was broken down. Hmm. And there was a young man who just got out of the military underneath the car trying to help a black pastor mm-hmm. who happened to run over some bricks that had fallen off a truck. Mm-hmm. And this is during when the media was portraying that, you know, we're not supposed to get along.
Right.
And let me tell you, it's like 100 degree heat. And wow. I actually stopped my car, put the blinkers on just because I feared someone might come and hit the gentleman.
Right.
But then after we got everything, you know, got the car off the road and everything, and we started talking, it's like, you know, we're not supposed, you know, we have compassion for each other.
That's right.
That's right.
And I think that, you know, the media tries to erase that. And I think right now, more than ever, we need Christians to speak out and share the gospel. Because right. when we only have 50% of our entire population in the United States subscribing to any type of religion, that's alarming. Mm. We need to get back to our basics. We were founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we need to have folks up in Washington that are going to be unashamed, unafraid to share the gospel.
That's right.
Because if you save one person, it made it all worthwhile.
That's right. Absolutely.
Amen. Dr. Shah, I know that's your heart as well. We've talked several times on the show, and you've spoken about from the pulpit that our country, although we have strayed in many ways, our country was founded upon those Judeo-Christian values.
That's right. That's right. Having come from another culture, another country, I can definitely tell you there's a big difference being here. I've been here 30-some years, and America definitely was founded upon those principles, those Judeo-Christian values. And today when you hear people talking about, oh, we need to rethink the Constitution, they have no idea what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Those are the very constitutions that give you the right to even say that.
That's right.
So... I'm a firm believer that this nation needs to return to those values. Now, does that mean everybody is a born-again, solid Christian? No, but we are operating on the basis of those freedoms that have been given to us.
Yeah,
I think there's a hunger in our country, a hunger to hear the truth.
Right.
And there's a hunger for something. And, you know, I believe it's Christianity. I believe it's hearing the gospel. I believe it's hearing that there's hope. Mm. Because we live in a society right now that the media and the radical sides of things are giving people no hope.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think that's a huge part of it as well. And I'm glad you brought that up again, because, you know, being in Christian media ourselves, Christian broadcast, it's really easy to feel like you're being... So, like you're this is your little sandbox. This is your Christian sandbox that you can play in and you can talk in. But the real media is over here. Mm-hmm. And as long as you're labeling yourself as Christian media, you're not going to be part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to be part of that conversation. Do you feel like it's like that in the world of politics as well? Or do you think media has kind of a hold on that?
I would say it just depends. You know, there are some people that try to steer away from it. Mm-hmm. And we have some people go, don't talk about religion. And I'm thinking, that's our problem.
Right.
We've had too many Christians for too many years, for decades, that have remained silent. We were quiet Christians. Mm-hmm. We're like, we're going to church, we're praying, we're going to work. And we lost what our job was to do. And we have to, you know, open the Bible.
Right.
Jesus tells exactly what we're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we kind of get away from that. But yes, the media, if they have an opportunity to take a jab at you or whatever, they do it And but we're seeing some people be, you know, we're getting breakthroughs. So
right, yeah, there's a change. I can definitely agree with that. There's some change coming. It's slow, mm-hmm. but it is coming, where people are realizing that's not where the average American is.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. They want to have God in their lives. They want to have values and principles that made this nation what it is today.
Yeah,
and so it's slow. And that's why it takes all of us chipping away.
That's right.
And being out there, being the salt and light. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we're doing. That's the whole purpose of this show,
uh-huh.
yep. is to be able to say, not just we're here to just preach, we're also here to help people.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know? And show that they can come from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was one of the things where I actually made a lot of connections to folks that most of the people in the political world would never pay them any attention.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, this sounds really silly, but we have a Christmas party every year with my family and stuff, and I invite people from every spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And I got paid the most awesome compliment. They're like, "Man, you've got people from all spectrums, you know, from people that are really embedded in the political world, to the folks that are the workers in the factory, so folks that are farmers, the moms." And to me, I thought that was the best compliment ever.
Yeah.
Because that's what America is.
Mm-hmm.
We're not a political, you know, country club class. We're not, you know, we're a mash pot of everything.
That's right.
And I mean, that's why, I mean, I was out campaigning in 2022, and I was talking to two black pastors who happened to be Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And after speaking to them, they said, "You know what? You mean what you say you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We believe you."
Yeah.
And then before I left, they're like, "Can we pass out some of your cards?"
Wow.
Yes. And even what's even better is those gentlemen reached out to me just a few weeks ago saying, "Hey, are you running? We're behind you."
I think sometimes we've been fed this that, oh, church and politics need to stay apart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. The church was part of the political life,
mm-hmm.
in the founding of our nation and throughout the crises our nation has faced. So to take church out, well, what are we going to replace that with? Oh, just nothing.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
Well, one of the things at Clearview, and I'm glad you say that, and I'm glad you say what you're saying, because one of the things that we have here is that we're a loving church. It's one of our core values. And so what that translates to for us is that it's not enough for people just to be welcome. They have to feel like they're welcome,
mm-hmm.
even if they have different thoughts than us, even if they disagree with us. And sometimes that can be, you know, kind of difficult, because you want everyone to think and act like you. But for the church to function, even people who disagree or have different ideas are still welcome here. Now, that's something as simple as a church. Now you take something as big as a country, a nation full of people, and you say, no, everybody has to think and act this way.
Mm-hmm.
It just never works. So I'm glad that you kind of bring that up, because it's something that's near and dear to us, even on a small level.
Well, I love even just this conversation, the opportunity to hear from you, Ms. Smith, and then you, Dr. Shaw, hearing that, you know, there are breakthroughs happening.
You know, it's one of those things that it's kind of fun to come together and talk. But I mean, how has your Christian faith impacted your life? Not even just your political life, but just your personal life. And how do you take that into work, I guess?
Well, I, you know, one of my favorite passages in the Bible is Ephesians 6:10,
mm-hmm.
put on the armor of God.
Yeah.
And I think that it is so true today. And, you know, that is something that I kind of really take to heart when I decided to run for politics, that,
mm-hmm.
look, you can hit me with all the arrows, all the negative, everything. Hit me with all you got. God's with me. I have his armor on.
That's right.
You know, all those, my shield is going to deflect that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was actually just recently baptized in 2021.
Wow.
I accepted God, Jesus into my life in my early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I found my first Bible, and I would, you'd think about it and you're like, gosh, it was the book of John was the first book that inspired me. No, I actually reread it, and it was the book of Matthew.
Mm. Wow.
And what's really so awesome and inspiring is looking at the things that you highlight and
mm-hmm,
line out
mm-hmm.
in your 20s. And mm-hmm. oh gosh, I got chills just thinking about that.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And I'm telling you, when the Lord speaks to your heart and you listen, sky's the limit.
That's right.
And that's why when I talk to folks that, you know, they're down on their luck or things aren't going their way, you know, they might say, no. If they take the time and start praying about it and just listen.
That's
you don't
right.
have to accept it. You just listen to it.
That's right.
Matter of fact, I got a phone call yesterday from a good friend another friend is recommitting her life, being rebaptized.
Wow.
That is so exciting. I mean, when when you are so excited about people accepting Jesus mm-hmm. into their heart, I mean, it literally brings tears to your mm-hmm. eyes because you know they have been redeemed and it's awesome.
That's right. You know, I know that's something that's near and dear to you as well, that right. Christ taking you through those hard times in your life.
That's right. That's right. And our nation needs that right now. Mm-hmm. People are going through difficult times. There's division. There's things like that. And the gospel has an amazing way of uniting the body. Mm-hmm. And what you said earlier about the pastors that you met, I meet pastors all the time. And there is a movement. There is a desire. There's an understanding that we cannot move forward as a nation unless we come back to where we need to be.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And it's Christ that unites us. It's the gospel that brings us together. And I mean, I'm a believer that we need a revival.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
I agree 100% with that. Absolutely. And I think that as Christians, we need to be on guard because they are trying to dismantle the church. They're trying to shut us down. They are trying to separate us from Jesus Christ.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's what, you know, that was kind of during COVID when they were trying to shut down churches. Mm. And we have to stand up and say, no, this is not right. And we're not going to stand for it.
Where do you think that targeted opposition comes from? Like, where do you think, not who's committing it, but what is the purpose behind targeted opposition towards Christianity like that?
Well, we're in a spiritual war, and it's evil. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's evil. It's trying to separate us from our Father, mm-hmm. period. That's what it is. You know, tempt us with all kinds of pleasure and crazy things that are not good for us.
Right.
And I mean, we see that all the time. Look at, you know, social media, TikTok, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's interesting seeing the different societies that have more, you know, productive, constructive, you know, pure, if you will, type of content versus what we're doing in the United States right now, where it's people, putting all kinds of crazy stuff where I don't even want to talk about it bad. Yeah. But it's alarming, and it's showing our country falling. And we need to wake up, and we need to have leaders that are willing to call it out and say, hey, this is not right for us, but not all hope is lost.
Right. That's right.
And that we can make a course correction.
Right.
We are not out of time.
Mm. Yeah. You know, our best days are not behind us. Mm. Sometimes I think people have that mindset. It's over. It's done. It's, you know, America's seen the glory days. And I appreciate what you said, because no, the best days are still ahead. People need to see hope.
Right.
But true hope. Mm-hmm. Right. True hope. Returning to those values. And hope is a person. Well, I always say hope is Jesus.
Yeah.
But we need that hope that, yes, there's a better day coming for your children, for your grandchildren. But we got to do this. Mm-hmm. We got to get this right. Mm-hmm. And that's one reason we're on the show with us. We want to hear your heart and talk to you. And we want people to know about who you are.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And also to remind young people today that although it is great to support your conservative leaders, it's not necessary for you to be a politician, to be a leader in your community or in the church.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. What, you know, I know we're kind of running short on time, but what is some advice that you would give to some young conservatives who are afraid to voice their opinions or stand up for what's right in today's culture?
I would say, you know, live fearlessly and with conviction. Mm. You need to make sure you know your environment because you want to make sure you're not put into a position where you could get hurt or have physical harm. But, you know, live with your heart and not be ashamed or afraid to share your Judeo-Christian values and your thoughts.
Yeah. Dr. Shaw, what about you?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe in respecting our elders, but aim for the young. Mm. So because they need our help, they need our guidance, help them. Mm. And if we can tell them to live courageously, I mean, this is Gen Z. We talk about Gen Z all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
This is a generation that has been through crisis. They have been through shutdowns. They you know, feel like life is taken away from them. So they live kind of skittish, and you have to tell them, no, live courageously. You said it perfectly. I mean, there are great things in store for them. Come to God.
Amen.
That's right.
You know, don't turn away from God. Don't walk away from God.
That's right.
And you don't have to live alone. That's the key thing. Yeah. There's a lot of folks in the Gen Z era that are home by themselves, dealing with depression and things like that. Mm. And they don't understand there's hope. So, you know, they can come out and, you know, there's people that want to be with them.
Right.
That's right. Right.
Yeah. Mental health is a battle, but you don't have to fight it alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And here at Clearview, we emphasize that. Hey, come together. Community matters.
That's right.
Very, very important.
That's right. So important for us. And even conversations like this help us realize that we are not alone. We're
That's not right.
The greatest tactic that the enemy has is isolating us, but we're not alone. We're not fighting this alone, politically, spiritually, or where those two meet. We're not in this by ourselves.
That's right. What are some action steps that we can take, or the listeners can take, to actively support Sandy Smith? What are some things that we can do?
So first of all, they can reach out to my website, mm-hmm. go to sandysmithnc.com. They can read all about me. If they can help financially, click on that donation button. That's very, very helpful. Mm-hmm. Also, if you'd like, we have volunteer positions such as knocking doors, making phone calls, putting signs out. This is an absolute community team effort. Mm-hmm. To make a change in our community. I don't know if you know, we're going to make history in 2024. This will be the first time that a Republican will ever hold this seat since before Reconstruction. So
wow.
This is historic.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yes. And the thing is, it takes time to shift a district. And that's where all the hard work that I've put in and getting to know the community is paying off.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So we're excited.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
Very cool.
Very cool. Make sure you guys do that. If you have any questions about how to support Miss Sandy Smith, write in and let us know. 252-582-5028. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Did you have fun?
I had a great time. Thank you guys so much.
It was fun.
You know, you never know when you walk in what's going to happen. And, you know, it was awesome. I love it. I'd love to come back.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Amen.
We'd love to have you back.
Make it happen.
Very good. Well, hope you guys learned something today. Like we said, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. If you have any questions about anything we talked about on the show, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Also want to encourage you to visit mightymuscadine.com. Check out their line of products. They're our sponsor of the Clearview Today Show. And I use that promo code today. That's T-O-D-A-Y when you check out. It's going to get you a discount on your products, and a portion of those proceeds will come right back here to the Clearview Today Show. John, anything you want to leave our listeners with today?
We're going to be talking about the power of worship tomorrow, your worship in the church. You know, we play music in the church. It's just filler, right? It's just time for the pastor to get up there, do what he's got to do, get everybody in the sanctuary. Wrong. Worship plays an important purpose. We're going to talk about that on tomorrow's show.
That's
we'll see
right.
you there.
Love it. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.